Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Crispy Media Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to The Amazing Race 30, episode number 9 and 10 recap. And we are actually at the 98th episode of this podcast being out. We are actually now at the 98th. Two more episodes to go until the 100th. And I will be talking about that at the end of this podcast. For right now, let's get right into the podcast. So, pretty much, Jess lost her shoes during the last leg of the race, and she had to go to the local mall to get some sneakers, as she would be running in her flip-flops, which probably wouldn't be very good. Technically, it wouldn't be good if she's running around in her flip-flops. So she got some. She actually found some for, I think it was 30. Figure what it was. 30. It was 30 something. So they had to, so it was like $30 in the currency for the country there. I forget what country they're in. So also they went back to the scene of the crime. I think that was where the double U-turn was on the previous leg of the race. It was the double U-turn, and it was pretty much they're returning to the scene of the crime. They are actually returning to the scene of the crime where it all took place. Brittany said, hope there's no hard feelings for the U-turn, and just like, yeah, okay, whatever. All right, that's fine. Like, yeah, no hard feelings. I think she does have a little bit of heart. I might have a little bit of a, she might not be too happy about it still, but, you know, it is the game, and that's, you know, that's the way it goes. That is actually the way things will go. So, Jess got her new sneakers. Teams must go to the Kingdom of Bahrain. When they get there, they have to go to the capital city. Brittany and Lucas said, you know, it is nice to be on top, but, you know, it's nerve-wracking what is to come in this game, which is totally true. That is very, very, very totally true. It is, you never know what's going to happen in the race. You know, there could be twists and turns and everything. Anything can happen, pretty much. Anything can happen anytime during the race. So, teams got to the Kingdom of Bahrain. They got to drive to the capital city, to the point or whatever. They got there. So Jess and Cody had no animosity. They had no animosity for the being U-turned. You know, it is what it is. Like I said, it is the game. You know, and these things happen. So you got to deal with it. You know, you have to deal with these little twists and turns that happen during the race. You have to you have to be ready for anything. You do have to be ready for anything to happen. So teams made it their way to the Lugram Bay Ring. Team Ocean Rescue lost their passport and they were looking for it. So that is not a good thing to happen on the Amazing Race, is to lose your passport and now you gotta go look for it or get another one, which will delay you in the race. Definitely, it will definitely delay you in the Amazing Race, which is not a very good thing to happen. So, you know, I was thinking, they're done for. I knew it. And as I already know who has been eliminated from the race, I know they're in trouble. They are definitely in trouble right now. They are in complete trouble. They're going to have to figure out what they want to do. Do they have to get another passport? Hopefully they can find it quickly so they can get on their airplane so they can go. Jen and Christy said there is no way to, this is not the way to go out. I guess they were referring to Team Ocean Rescue. This is not the way to go out, but, losing your passport, it's not good. It's not a good thing. Jess said it is karma kicking them. And I was like, oh, okay. So Jess has a 2 cents worth to say, you know, and that's okay. You know, you're entitled to your opinion and, you know, maybe it is karma. You never know, but you know, you shouldn't be wishing that on your worst enemy, but you know, you guys know what I mean. it's not nice to say maybe it's karma, but you know, they have to get back to the United States to get back home, so they're gonna have to find it, and hopefully they do find it. I was thinking at the time when I was watching the episode. So all teams got on their second flight via Dubai, minus Team Ocean Rescue. Obviously, as we know, they are stuck at the airport, and they are waiting to get a passport, find the passport, or possibly get another passport. So teams must go to Poal Shipyard to get their next clue. Evan said there's no clue where Team Ocean Rescue is. This could be just, it could just pop out of nowhere. It's true, they can pop out of nowhere, definitely. Lucas and Brittany going to Dubai consulate to get a rush passport. So obviously they couldn't find their passport. So obviously they had to go get a rush passport. This way they can temporarily travel around the world, and then when they get back, they would have to actually get their passport once again, another passport again. So this is not good. They lost their passport. They actually lost their passport, and there's no way to find. Maybe, you never know, they might get a phone call when they get home and say, oh, we have your passport. And they might, it might be rushed out by mail. You never know. Like, but I think it's probably going to be lost. I think it is lost. And I don't know where could they have it? That's my question, is where could they have it? Like, could it have been, you know, on the airplane, one of the airplanes? Could it have been one of the locations they were at? You don't know that, right? Maybe they left it where the pit stop was. I don't know. Like, we don't know where the passport is. We don't know where it actually is at this moment. Like, it is really tough to figure out. So looking at Brittany getting the rush passport, they're not going to give up. I commend them for not, you know, giving up and going to get the rush passport, so that way they can keep on traveling. So it was time to haul timber. Teams must, teams must have to do is they're going to have to kind of haul lumber all the way to the other side of the, across the construction site. Once they get up to 300 pounds, they will get the next clue. So I guess there is no, you can't go way over 300 pounds. It has to be like 300 pounds or more, I guess. That's what I'm guessing. I think it's about 300 pounds or more. So once they do that, they will get their next clue. So Team Indy is taking one. Pretty much Team Indy took an end each. So they were kind of taking one piece of wood at a time. And then Jen and Christy said, why do that? Why not take, you know, more than one at once? Like, one of you take like two or three. The other one takes another two or three. And that way you'll get done quickly. So that was Christy and Jen's kind of strategy behind it. Christy and Jen, where they got their 300 pounds, they got their next clue. Christy, don't know. So Jen said they can always. Christy and Jen were talking about, like, they were talking about their strategy. Like, they want to take a bunch of them at a time. For, like, each of them will take like two or one or two at a time. What happens if they don't? What happens if they go over 300 pounds? They can always take one off. I don't know if that makes a difference, honestly. I don't know if that makes a real difference in the fact that, you know, like, I don't think it makes a difference that if you are over 300 pounds, over the 300 pound mark, maybe that makes no difference. I don't know. I don't really know if it makes a difference or not. So they can always take one off, yes, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't believe any team went over 300 pounds. I don't think so. I don't think any team went over 300 pounds. So I don't know. I don't really know if any team went over 300 pounds or not. It's hard to tell. It is hard to tell if teams went over 300 pounds or not. So I can't tell you guys. I really can't tell you guys if it went over 300 pounds or not. So it is kind of hard to tell at this time. So Alex and Connor are done. Henry and Evan were done. Jess was struggling with the wood. Just not used to, you know, the physical part of it. Teens had to try out a local treat at the King of Yalwa. So Jen and Christy We're trying the treat. And then teens must go to Dalmon Pottery Industries and search for the next clue. So, Jess and Cody got their next clue. After they tried the treat, so they got their next clue. Jess said Henry is really nice. And Evan is kind of like cracking the whip. Evan said they have to... Henry and Evan are having navigational issues, Team Ocean Rescue, I can't talk, back all the way in the other country, it's good for them, it's good right now that they are, Team Ocean Rescue's back, a little ways back from, them, so it's kind of good at the moment. But, you know, they could pop out of nowhere. Again, they can pop out of nowhere. You know, never know. You never know with Team Ocean Rescue. They can pop out of nowhere. And, oh, there we go. They're back in the game, pretty much. So Team Ocean Rescue got their Rush passport. Loki's passport picture looks like he is, not traumatized in the picture. I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious how it was... Like, his picture was kind of really, really weird. Not weird, but, you know, it looked like he was traumatized in the picture. That was hilarious. It was really funny just to say, oh, there's Luke is all, look like he's all traumatized. So, you know, it's funny. It was really funny. It was actually a funny moment, on the race today. It was, or this week. It was, pretty funny, to watch that. So, that was hilarious. Alright, so let's go on to where were we? So Indy and Team Big Brother were lost. Obviously they were a bit on the lost side. They weren't sure where they were going, and I think they were trying to find where they have to go next. But they actually found it. They actually found where they have to go and to get the next clue. So Team Brother got to the pottery first, and then teams must search. So pretty much what they have to do, they have to kind of search around in the pots and look for, they're going to have a pouch where they have these treasures where they're going to have to match it up. So the match it up, they have to kind of look through all the hundreds of pots. Once they can get match, I think there's 10 in total. And once they do that, they will get their next clue. So it's a difficult task because you really do have to really, really, really look hard for the next, for the match. Make sure every little bit of detail matches up. You got to make sure every little bit of detail does match up during this task, because you know if you're not don't have full detail, that might not help you in the end, especially when you want to get your next clue. You got to make sure every little detail does match. So Jess picked up a cat up while they were searching. So obviously we know cat. Jess is a big cat fan. Obviously, we did. She did that. She saw a cat several legs ago, where she said the cat was cute and all that. So the thing about this task is they only can take one pot at a time. One pot at a time. That's the whole thing. They only can take one pot at a time. So that makes it a little more difficult than you would think. We can take a couple pots at a time. No, you have to take one pot at a time, so that makes it difficult. You're going to be running it back, so there is a physical aspect, a little bit of a physical aspect to this challenge, especially. So that does make things a little more difficult. So they were wrong. Jess and Cody were wrong at the start. So Jess and Cody got a match. Chrissy and Jen and Henry and Evan arrived. Jess and Cody had a no match. So pretty much they were not matching it up. So yeah, Henry and Evan arrived. So that's good. Like, they arrived, and then Chrissy and Jen, yeah, so they were there. Jess and Cody got a no match. Chrissy and Jen got a no match. Jess and Cody got a match. So it's a learning curve. I guess all these challenges are like a learning curve. They are very much a learning curve from time to time. It is a learning curve. You got to learn how to, you know, how the challenge goes. You do need to know how this challenge goes, but once you get the hang of it, it's good. So Team Ocean Rescue were getting on their second flight. So Team Ocean Rescue coming back, slowly making their way back. They're slowly bouncing back into this game. But I was kind of concerned. And of course, you know, guys know, Team Ocean Rescue is my second pick. Or one of my picks. They're my bottom of my list of picks. I have four picks. So I was kind of concerned. Honestly, I was concerned. I was kind of on the concerned side. You know, I was kind of on the concern that they would not catch up. I don't know. They might catch up. They might not. It will be quite difficult. It will be very difficult to catch up to everyone else. But you know, never say never. You just keep on fighting. That's the way you do it. So Henry and Evan were no match. Justin and Cody were no match. Justin and Cody got a match. They got one left. Alex and Connor got a match. Christy and Jen. Alex and Connor got a match. Jess and Cody got their next clue. Teams must go to the Bahrain Endurance Village and search for the next clue. I believe this is where they had that camels. And we've seen in previous seasons of Amazing Race, they have had a hell of a, teams have had a hell of a time with camels. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, is this a camel race? Is this going to be a camel race? Just like, this is like an Amazing Race classic. The camel race, and where camels are going to be stubborn, they're not going to move, they're going to be complete outright donkeys, and they just don't, well, they're not donkeys, they're camels, technically, but, you know, they are, like, I was thinking, uh-oh, camels, this is going to be trouble, but it wasn't what I thought. It was something different. Christy and Jen, done. Henry and Evan got another match. Alex and Connor, done. They got a clue. Henry feeling super hot, really hot, because it is really hot. And Bahrain, it is a very hot climate there. So Evan found it and got their next clue. And couldn't decide whether they, what? There you go, a second. They got the next clue and then couldn't decide the knot. I don't know. Okay, so let's go moving on. Jess said that's what Cody sounds like. Wait a second. Yeah, so they went to the camels. So we had to go over to the, I think it is a, I don't know, it's not a detour. This leg of the race, I don't know if it, you would consider it detour worthy or roadblock worthy. I don't know. I can't really give you guys an answer on that. So teams must fill up this cup with milk up to the line. They have to milk a camel. I didn't know camels actually had milk. I never knew that was a thing. Once they get it to the line, they will get their next clue. The camel was not collaborating with Alex and Connor. They got the gist of it, obviously. The camel was not too happy. Of course, camels will not be happy. They can be quite the stubborn animal. And I know that from watching previous seasons. I've probably watched Amazing Race since the family edition of the Amazing Race. So I've been watching for a very, very long time. That's how long I've been watching it. So teams must go to the Tree of Life. That is where Tree of Life is 400 years old. It is the pit stop of this leg of the race. The last team to check in may be eliminated. Christy and Jen got to see the baby camel. They finished quickly. And then team number one was Alex and Connor. They got $75 each after, I think Phil asked how much they got last time. I think it was $2,500 or $5,000 each. I think it's $25,000 they got, actually. Henry and Evan arrived at the milking of the camel. Evan said, Evan said Henry makes a sound like a camel every morning, pretty much. So I guess she would know best because she will be sleeping right next to him. So team number two was Christy and Jen. Just said that that's what Cody sounds like when he burps. So there's a lot of, you know, little jabs being thrown at each teammate. Two of the teams throwing little jabs at each other. I thought it was funny. It was kind of neat to see them take, you know, give a few little jabs here and there. So Jess and Cody got to milk. Jess and Cody were done. Cody drank the camel milk, and Jess was not too happy about him drinking this milk. Well, I don't know. Milk is milk. Milk will taste the same. Like, it's the same thing. It's just from a different animal, technically. It's from a camel instead of a cow. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you how many different animals milk. I think it's goats. You got not sheep. Goats, cows, camels, I think. I think those are the only ones that do the milking, I think. I think it is. So Cody drank the milk. He didn't care, really. He said, that's good. So he thought it was really good. Team number three, Henry and Evan. Team number four, Jess and Cody. Phil found Lucas and Brittany and told them everyone else checked into the pit stop that they are the last team to arrive. And they are eliminated from the Amazing Race. So Lucas and Brittany did not recover from losing their passport. So they were actually eliminated from the race as everyone else has finished this leg of the race, which is a sad way to go out. It is. I felt bad for them. You know, it is what it is. You know, they had a good race. They got engaged. That's another great thing, positive thing to think about. They got engaged during the race, which is exciting, obviously. Congratulations again to them. So moving on to part two of the Amazing Race. Teams must go to the 3,000 miles to Chiang Mai, Thailand. They must look for the next clue in their, they must look for the next clue in the elephant, in the midst of a bunch of elephants that are just standing there in the middle of a park. Don't worry, they're not real elephants. They are actually made of, I guess they're statues. They're statues. All right. The team making they're making their flight. Jess and Cody, though they were looking for their best flight to go. Jess and Cody said Team Yale said, "We'll think about it." Obviously, they had a flight opportunity for a good flight that probably would get them a little ahead, but they said they'll think about it. I don't know why they did that. I don't know. Evan said Team Extreme, Team Indy, and Team Big Brother are closer than you think, and they rather work alone. So they rather work on their own. They rather, you know, not work with anyone else right now. So that's okay, you know, if you want to work on yourself by yourself, that's fine. That is totally fine as well. So teens are heading to the Royal Park. The girls went right. The girls were actually in the wrong location, so that will set them back a little bit. So teens must get a garner. They must get a garland, and then they present it to one of the ladies that in the pavilion. If they accept, they will get a nice clue. Alex and Connor got their garner detour, size it. They must take the elephant's size and measurements, so that's pretty basic. And seize it, they must catch 20 frogs to get their next clue. So which one? Okay, I'm gonna do this for now on the Amazing Race recaps I do. Which one would I do? I don't know. Like, I'm not good at math, so I would probably do seize it. So I'd probably go off the frog. I'm pretty quick. And I know it seems they both are at a difficult level. And you know that it's going to be more difficult now than it has been from the start of the race. So you know it's going to be a little bit more of a difficult level. So I'd do seize it. I would probably do seize it. Alex and Connor chose seize it. Christy and Jen didn't get garland at first. They said Yale got sneaky. Christy and Jen chose their elephants. And then Jess and Cody found the lady. They chose seize it. Christy and Jen argued that they wanted to do the frogs, but then they said, let's just commit to the elephants, which is, you know, it's understandable. If you want to choose the elephants, that's fine too. That is very much fine. If you want to do the frog or the elephants, then, you know, do the elephants. Don't dilly-dally around. You know, you need to decide quickly. You need to make a decision, and you got to stick to it. You know, you can always change it. You know, you can always change the challenge later on. You know, you can change later on to a different challenge. You know, you can change it later on. So that's okay. That is very much okay to do. So the other team stopped. Alex and Connor were at the frog. The frogs were huge. They're big, actually, compared to the ones that we have here in North America. They're about, not two times, about double the size. I guess double the size. They're pretty big size of a frog, which is huge. And it was amazing. I was like, wow, these are huge. How they probably fit my whole hand if I put one in my hand. Probably fit my whole palm in my hand, practically. And it would, too. So, Dean Brother arrived. Cody hopes Cody hopes that he wins the race so he can finance his daughter's future. So he really wants to win this so he can finance his daughter's future, which is amazing. That is awesome. That's an awesome goal to have, is to finance your daughter's future, you know. And it's awesome that you want to give her a better life as well. And, you know, this could help her with school too, which is, that's amazing. That's an amazing goal. I really like it. So Christy and Jen arrived. Christy and Jen said Yale does not know what they're doing. They switched to elephants. Just said that she sees nothing moving. So obviously she was kind of confused on where the animals, where the frogs are. Yale with the elephant detour. They had to become friends with the elephants first, which is kind of a cool thing. And then Yale had to figure out the measurements. They had problems with the elephants moving around. The elephant was kind of moving around the foot, so they had to make sure it stayed still. Just scared of the frogs. Alex and Connor lost their frog. Alex and Connor got another frog. Just said Cody got 12 frogs. Jess has zero. So Jess has zero frogs at this point of time. At this point of the detour, Henry and Evan figuring out the equation, the math for the elephant. They thought the math wasn't right. It was actually the measurements. Alex and Connor were at 14 frogs. Jess said this is a boy's detour. I'm looking, okay. No, just the comments that come out of Jessica's mouth sometimes, they're humorous. I know. I like the comments that she has. They're quite humorous at times. I just laugh. I have a good laugh. And I think it's a pretty funny episode, actually. There's a lot of ha-ha-ha's going on. And, you know, sometimes it's just the one-liners that get me going, you know. So Henry and Evan wanted to remeasure things, so they had to kind of figure out, you know, they had to remeasure all everything, make sure everything is correct. They want to make sure, like, they didn't miss anything. They didn't miss, you know, measure anything on the on the elephant. So they want to make sure all the measurements were right. So, you know, I give them credit for it. You know, I give them a lot of credit for it. And, you know, that's the way to do it. So Christy and Jen finished the detour and got to ride the elephant. Henry and Evan were not right. Christy and Jen got their next clue. Henry and Evan were right, finally. So Jen got to... so the teams must go to... the original Kaya Toll restaurant to get the next clue. Alex and Connor were done. Henry and Evan knew their measurements weren't wrong. Just Christy and Jen got their next clue. So so Henry were wrong but fixed it and they got it right. Roblox tie something new. So one, obviously Roblox is tasked to one person. So they will, one team member will have to eat this treat. One of it is a scorpion. And then also on top of that is a frog for good measure. while their other team member has scorpions crawling all over the other member of the team. Once they do that, they'll get the next clue. Alex was going to do the roadblock. Cody was going to do the do it. Cody eating the heck out of it, just scared of the scorpions. So obviously she was kind of complaining a little bit, but you know, she was scared. You know, it's normal to feel scared like that. Connor said, Team Munch or something, like Tim's team there, he would eat the heck out of it. He would eat 20 scorpions. Alice got the frog to eat. Alice got the next clue. Teams must go to Charity Lung, which is I believe that is where the Pissed Off the Leg race is. I believe it is. That's the Pissed Off the Leg. Last team the check in there may be eliminated. So Cody took the Cody finished it. They took the scorpions off Jess's shoulder. Christy used the scorpions in Arizona, and so she's pretty much used to it, and she knows that they do sting. They do sting in the, if you do something wrong, then, they will sting, pretty much. So Alex and Connor were in a traffic jam. She got the next clue. Henry was scared of bugs. Henry said Evan is scared of bugs. Team number one was Alex and Connor. Went a trip for two from Travelocity to the carousel. In the Caribbean, they will be on a catamaran as well. So that sounds like a really good trip. So team number two, Jess and Cody, Evan and Henry were done. Evan disappointed at the elephant detour. Took a lot of time. Team number three was Christy and Jen. Evan hopes that there's another leg. Team number four, Henry and Evan, but this is a non-elimination leg. So on the next leg, the second last leg of this race, they'll be encountering a speed bump, which only them can complete before they can keep on racing. So next week is the finale. It is four teams, two cities, one winning team. So that's going to be very exciting to find out who wins Amazing Race 30. I'm very excited for that. So with that, that's the recap for today. So again, I want to say this. Next week is going to be a little different for the podcast. We're changing things up a little bit just because it is the 100th episode week for everything about reality TV. So we are celebrating our 100th episode next week. So that is very, 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 very exciting to be celebrating the 100th episode of this podcast. So I'm very excited that this is going to be happening next week. We'll have some guests on the podcast as well, so that will be very exciting. So 7:00 p.m. on Thursday, February 22nd, this Thursday coming up, 7 p.m. Eastern, will be the Amazing Race 30 episode number 11 and 12 recap, also known as the finale. We'll be doing that. That will be up by 7 p.m. Eastern, and then at 9 p.m. Eastern, dinner time, will be the 100th episode of Everything About Reality TV. So I'm very, very excited about that. And then Sunday, a week from today, will be the Survivor Ghost Island preview podcast. I do have the cast list. I just have to put the cast, preview notes together for the podcast. I'm looking forward to that. With that, that's about it for this podcast. I apologize if the sound is a little off today. I just reinstalled the Audacity program last night as I was having problems. I apologize for not having the podcast up sooner. On Thursday, we've had problems since last Thursday. Been troubleshooting for the last couple days on figuring out what is going on with this program. And I said, know what, the heck with it. I'm just gonna reinstall, do a clean, fresh install of the program, and everything seems to be working better. And I think I got the sound fixed, but I will do some testing in the early week, and we'll see how that works, and go from there. And with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feed on podcast.com, on tunein.com, iTunes, Player FM, and you can follow me on social media on Twitter, at Crispy on the Web. I'll see you guys on Thursday for double podcast. On Thursday. That's very exciting. And have a good week. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Bye for now.